Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atchelam. We're on Masachet Nidah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. This will be our final podcast of this, the third parak of Nidah. We are looking at the seventh and final Mishnah. Mapelet liyom mem. If a woman has a hapala on the 40th day since her conception, there's nothing to be concerned about it as far as a vlad goes. If there's blood, then you have Nidah. Liyom mem aleph, but if it's on day 41, teshev lezachar ulenekeva ulenidah. Then she has to observe the days of a Zachar, or the possibility of Nekeva, which would mean, again, 14 days of Tumah, Ula Nida. She also has to observe Nida, which means we don't give her Yimei Tohar, because there may not have been a Vlad there. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yom HaMalach Teshev L'Zachar L'Nida. There is no Safekim at being a Nekeva on day 41. Yom Peal, if it's day 81, then Teshev L'Zachar L'Nekeva L'Nida. If he has an interesting approach, which is that a male baby is a full vlad at day 41, a female not till day 81. Say both male and female are a vlad on day 41. Okay, let's start this. Lamuz kar zachar. Why mention the zachar in the second clause, that she has to sit for Zachar Nekeva Nida, because after all, Nida is the same 7 days. So Haktani Nekeva, Ve'i Limei Tahara, Haktani Nida. In other words, she already has to observe 14 days. She's not getting Yimei Tahara, because she's also got to worry about being a Nida. So what's the point of saying Zachar? The answer is as follows. Shim Tirei Yom Lamed Dalet. If 34 days after that she sees, which, of course, if it were Zachar, that would be Yimei Tohar. Tachzor v'terev yom mem v'achar, that you then again see 7 days later, which is day 41 since his birth, temekul kelar ad mem chet, that if we were to say this is only Nekevar Nida, then that means that that dam that she sees on day 34 is only dam Nida, and then starting on mem aleph, any dam that she sees would then be dam ziva. And therefore, if it's only 1 or 2 days, it's shomet yom keneged yom. But this way, because we say that she may also be yolet lezachar, day 34 may be dam tohar, which means when she sees on day 41, that may be the beginning of a nidah, and therefore, till day 48, she's out. Also, by the way, even though she doesn't get Yimei Tohar, we say she's observing for Nekeva, because if she sees on day 74, and then she sees on day 81, until day 88 she's out for the same reason. Okay, Tanya, here's the background. The Torah said that a Zachar, you have 7 days, and then 33, and there it says 14 and 66, a total of 80. Just like the system of the Zachar, he's formed on day 40. And so therefore, now after his birth, 40 days is Tohar. The same thing with a Nekeva, she gets 80, so it must be she's only formed at 80. Amrullah, in the Medina, Sirami Tumah. Chacham said you can't infer one from the other. So Amrullah, the Rabbi Yishmael, Maasev, Cleopatra, Malkata, Alexandrus. And then they came back to him with a story about one of the queens named Cleopatra in Alexandria. She had a bunch of Shvachot who were all Chayav to be killed. So evidently they didn't experiment on that. And so they found that they were all had vladot on day 41 since their biah, and they were both males and females. So Marlahan, Rabbi Shmuel's answer was, I'm bringing a solid proof from the Torah, and you are bringing me a proof from some fools. So my Yamin HaTorah, what proof did he bring from the Torah? The proof that we already saw, they already answered that. So Amakra Teled, the answer is the word Teled in the Kivat Teled in the Parsha of Tazria, Hosiva Katuv Leda Acher B'Nekeva there, and they added an extra Leda, as if to say Nekeva takes longer to get born or to get formed. Maya Ramin Ashotim, what was their proof? Why was so foolish? Emer Nekeva caught him via Bor by Nyomin Kame Zachar. Maybe the one who had the Nekeva had Bia 40 days earlier. You don't know when she had Bia. And so now when you're checking her, she's not day 80, 41, she's day 81. Rabbanan Samad Naf Tashkinu. They gave them some sort of a birth control oral solution. Not everybody accepts. Body will accept it, which means maybe she was fertile in spite of this. At 40 days earlier, it had Bia. Now when you checked her on day 81, that's when she had the Nekeva, you thought it was day 41. Okay, I'm Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel came back with his own story. Ma'aseh beklaptra makat yivanit. This may be another Cleopatra. Chavuk shivrotah harigal machut. Same thing. Their hushfachot had to die. Chametzah anzachal abayim v'chayin nekeval apayachad. They found that the zacharim that they had were all formed on day 41 since they conceived, and the nekevot on day 81. Amrulo envin raya min ashotim. So they came back and said, you can't bring a raya from fools. So my tama. Hachnekeva yatra abayin yomin. The Nekeva, perhaps it hung around for another 40 days. Then she got pregnant. It was maybe she conceived 40 days later. Rabbi Shmuel, the Shomer Masrino. And the Rabbi Shmuel says, no, after they were conceived, they're all put into Gaol, and there was somebody watching them. Rabbanan, Eino Petropos Horayot. Rabbanan said, you can't guard when it comes to Horayot. Eino Shomer Gufet Baalah. Maybe the Shomer himself had beer with them. All the stories from women's prisons. V'dilma Ikaru Lahachta Nekeva Abayin V'chad Habim Mishtak Chakazachar. So, now, if they had torn this one open on day 41, maybe it would have looked like a zachar. Is that the case? Very strange thing. Rabbi Shmuel's claim is that on day 81, the kevah looks as developed as a zachar is on day 41. It's not like they developed together and then another 40 days to become a kevah. Okay, so in our Mishnah, the Chacham are the same as the Tanakama. What are we adding? To say that the Reisha is the Rabbanan, and therefore we pass in that way. So Pshita, that's no, it's a no-brainer. So maybe Yishmael's got a point. He's got Psukim to support him. So Kamash Malan, not. Okay, from here on to the end of the parak, almost exclusively, is Agadah, and some of the most famous Agadot about childbirth and our conception are here. Darsh Rabbi Samloi, a famous Darshan of the 3rd century in the Galil. Lama Vlad Domeh B'Meimo. What is a Vlad like when in utero? Lepinkas Shemekubal Umunach. It's like a tablet of paper that's kind of folded up. Yadav al states the av, his hands are on his two, it's actually quite accurate description. His hands are on his two temples. Shtatzilav al shtarku votav, his elbows are on his knees. Shtakeval al shtegag votav, and his heels are on his buttocks. Roshomunachlo ben kvirkav, and his head is between his knees. Fiv satum, his mouth is sealed, v'taburo patuach, and his umbilicus is open. And here's a famous phrase. V'chol mashimo ochel, he eats what his mother eats, v'shotem mashimo shota, drinks what his mother drinks, v'eno motzi rei, and he does not defecate, shema yarog etimo, that could kill his mother. Kevan sheyatzal avir olam, once he gets born, niftach hasatum nitzam patuach, that which was open gets sealed, the umbilicus, and that which was sealed gets open, that is his digestive system. Shemalei kenen and his eliminatory system. Shemalei kenen echol echiyot afil shachat. Otherwise, he can't live for 1 hour. That's incorporated into Asher Yotzar. V'ner daluk lo al rosho, and he has a candle over his head the entire time inside. Sofel mabit yisof olam atzofo. He has prophetic vision of the entire world. Shenamar in a pasuk in Iyov, b'hilo neiro alai alei roshi lo roi lechoshech. He lights a candle over my head, and in darkness I see by his light. That's a reference to the uterus. V'altitma, don't be so surprised, Adam Yashen Khan, V'rachalom v'aspami, a person could be here in Eretz Yisrael, and have a dream that he's in Spain, so he could be elsewhere in your mind. V'ein l'chayimim sh'adam shoy v'tovay otem v'yotam. Those are the best days of life. V'tanayim sh'nemar, v'nei ki yarche kedem, kimei aloha yishmereini. So Eov, in that same passage, says, who will give me days like those old months where God watches over me? So what days are that are months and not years? That's the 9 months of gestation. He studies everything. He's taught all of Torah in there. He taught me and he said, keep my mitzvot and live. So it's like a charge to what is about to be born. Again, in that same passage, in Eov, God's secrets are given over me. My Veomer, what does he add? That Vechitev and Navi Huda Ka'amar, maybe the Pasuk in Mishnah is just the author saying it. Toshma, Besod Eloah Alei Ohali, Besod Eloah, meaning I'm in that secret place. Kivan Shabbal Avir Olam, once he comes out to the world, Ba Malach Ustar Al Piv, the Malach comes and slaps in the face, and he forgets everything. It's sort of like the sinner is waiting for you, crouching at the door, at the way out. They know that Sefer Shavu'ot Shemash Binoto, and before he leaves, they administer an oath. Shemar ki li tichra kol berach tishava kol lashon. In Yeshayahu, we have, a passage that's very famous. It's incorporated into the second paragraph of Aleinu. And that is that all knees will bow to me and all tongues will swear to me. Ki li tichra kol berach ze yom amita. That's referring to death. Shemar lefanav yichru kol yodei afar. All who go down to the dust will bow before God. That's the dead. That's birth. Someone who's described in Tehillim Chafdalet as being absolutely pure, like a newborn, has not yet sworn in vain. So that's the first oath. What's the oath that they administer to him? It's very famous. It's quoted in the very beginning of the masterful work, the Tanya. You should be a tzaddik and not a rasha. Even if everybody tells you you're a tzaddik, still view yourself as a rasha. The simple pshat is that don't rest on your laurels and always be working to improve. Know that God is pure and His servants are pure. The soul that He put inside you is tahor. If you guard it in purity, if you don't guard it properly, I'll take it from you. Right, that's this whole description from Rav Simloi about the child inside. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, we have an addition. Mashal a kohen shemasar truma l'amaretz. It's like a kohen who gives truma to an amaretz. Marloi matam shem rabbi tara. If you keep it pure, mutav imlav harin sofra l'fanecha. Fana, I'll burn it in front of you. So we are the amaretz who's guarding the neshama. That's the truma. Amar Rabbi Elazar, my cross. So what's the pasuk to support that? Me imi ata gozi. From the time I come out of my mother's womb, you are gozi. What does that mean? My mashmah hai gozi leishna di ishtavuihu. So we say gozi is an allusion to an oath. Dichtiv gozi nizrech vashlichi. So it's an allusion sort of to nizirut, which is an oath. V'yam rabbalazah, l'man vlad dome meimo. He has another description of the vlad. It goes v'nach v'sefer shamayim. Like a nut that's floating in a cup of water. Adam notenis bo'alav, put your finger on it, shokel l'kar l'kan. It goes down. So same thing you put on the stomach. Tanar banan, shloshah chodashim rishonim, the first 3 months, vlad dar b'mador ha-tachton, is in the lower area. Emtsayim, in the middle 3 months, vlad dar b'mador emtsayim, it's a middle area. Achronim, the last 3 months, vlad dar b'mador ha-lyon, in the upper one, meaning closest to the exit. Kevan, shigiyaz manol atzeit, once it's time for the born, mitapech v'yotzei, turns around and comes out. V'zeo chevlei v'shisha, that's what labor pains are. Find none. That's what the Mishnah says. Chevlei shel nekeva merubim mishel zachar. That if you're having a baby girl, it's a more painful experience. And Balaz and Mikra, what's the pasuk to support that? Asher useiti vaseiter ukamti v'tachtiot aretz. Ukamti, I was formed v'tachtiot aretz, in the bowels of the earth. Darti lo nemar, not that I lived there, alu ukamti, that's why I was formed. So maishta chevlei nekeva merubim mishel zachar. So why is it more painful when you have a girl? Because they're born in the direction that they're eventually going to have relations. The girl has to turn her face so it's up. The boy just comes with his face down the way that then he'll have relations. And we'll see a connection here. This is the one halachic piece in this whole long passage. During the first 3 months, Tashmish is bad for the woman and bad for the vlad. Emtsayim, the middle 3 months, kashela isha, it's difficult for the woman. Yafela vlad, it's good for the vlad. Achronim, the last 3 months, yafela isha, yafela vlad, it's good for both of them. Shvitoch kach, emtsav vlad, mulubanu mizuraz. It makes the child a little bit more energetic, as it were. Tam shamesh vitato liyom tishim. If somebody has bia on the 90th day of conception, kilo shofech tamim, it's like a killer. Menayada, how are you going to know when that is? Abaye, what it means is Mishamesh Vaholech, you have bia the whole time. Shomer P'tayim Hashem, God watches the fools, meaning we can't know when day 90 is, and so therefore God will protect those who inadvertently have bia on that day. Tanu Rabbanan, Shloshashu Tafin Yesh Ba'adam, a famous passage, there are three partners in the creation of man. Kodesh Baruch Hu Avimo, God, Father, and Mother. Avim Azri Aloven, God, man puts the father puts in the white. That's where all of the bones and the fingernails and all the tendons come from. Muach shebarosho and the brain. Veloven shemaayin and the white of the eye. Imamazrat odem, the mother puts in red. Shemenu or basaru se'arot, the skin, the flesh, the hair. Shachor shemaayin and the black of the eye. Bakurash baruchu noten baruach neshama klaster panim. And God puts in spirit, ruach neshama, however we understand those two terms, and facial features. Uriyatai, and the ability to see with the eye. Ushviata ozen, dibur peh, viluch raglaim, all the senses, ability to ambulate. Binavaskel, and cognitive ability. Kevat shigiyaz manoli patem in olam, and it's time to die. Kodesh Baruch Hu notel chalko, God takes his portion. V'chelek aviv v'imom u'neyach lifenem, he leaves everything else behind. Amar papa, ainu damar inchi, that's why people say, putz malcha v'shari bitzo the kalba. Blow off the salt and throw the meat to the dogs. Drasha of Chinara Papa, another drasha in this area. My dichtiv oseg dolot adin chegrin flot adin mispar, a very famous pasuk in Eov. God makes great things that are beyond understanding. Bo reshalo kinel akadosh baruch hu midat basar adam. What's another wonder of akadosh baruch hu that man can't replicate? Midat basar adam, ten chefetz bechemet surah ufiya lamala. If you put something into a sack, and it's tied, and the mouth goes up, safeg mishtar, it might stay in there, might not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzar ha-ubar v'mei isha, God puts an ubar in a woman's stomach, tucha upi alamata, it's open, and it's facing down, umishtamer, and it stays in there. Tavacher adam noten chafatzav l'chaf moznai, a person puts his things on a scale, kozman shemachbid yored lamata, as long as it's heavy, it goes down. V'yal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kozman shemachbid avlan ula lamala, as the baby gets heavier, it rises. Which is about childbirth and about life in the womb. We'll see several other psukim from there. I thank you, God, because of all the amazing wonders, and I know it well. Again, something man can't replicate. If a man puts seeds into a vegetable bed, everything comes up as its own type. And God puts an ubar in the stomach, and they all come out as human. A dyer puts different dyes into a pot. They all come out one. He's going to flip it now. The essential matter is the same, and yet everybody comes out unique. Drash of Yosef, my dichtiv odcha Hashem ki anafta bi yashov apcha utanachameni. I thank you, God, because you've been angry with me. Your anger subsides, and you comfort me. So Mekatu b'davar, what's that talking about? Bishnei b'nei adam shetsu l'schara. Two people went on business. Shav lo kotz l'chad mi, and one of them got a thorn. He got very angry at his cursing. He later heard that the other fellow had a much worse tragedy happen, that his ship with all the cargo sunk. He started thanking God that all he had was a thorn. It says, if your anger returns, and that comforts me. God makes wonders alone. On his own, and his name is blessed forever. Meaning, he alone recognizes it. Even the guy who it happened to doesn't recognize what a great thing happened to him. Okay, Rosh Hashanah about Papa. My dichtiv, again back until him, Kuflametet, Orchi v'revi zerita, v'chol dracha iskanta, that you have planted or sown me, as it were, or like winnowed me, that God takes the finest seed, the finest piece of that drop, and that's what he uses for man. He winnows it out. A man winnows in the granary. He takes the food and leaves the shaft behind. Which is a missing aleph, really. You've given me strength, but here we're reading as you've winnowed strength. So that's with the aleph. You've winnowed out and you've given me lots of energy, taking the finest. The blessing of Bilam. That who is it? Meaning only God alone counts the seed of Yaakov and counts Rova Yisrael. So what's the drash? God counts the cohabitation of Israel. Find it tzaddik. When will come a drop that will create a tzaddik from him? That's why Bilam went blind. Here we have God who is holy. These people say that their God is holy and pure, and his servants are holy and pure, the angels. He's looking at such things. And that's why Bilam went blind, or at least to one eye. Then Bilam says about himself the speech of the man with the seal eye. This is with Leah having relations with Yaakov on that night when she sold, she bought that night with the mandrakes. The allusion here is Balayla Hu, meaning God. God is the one who supported this Bia. Shenemar Yisachar Achar Chamor Garim. This is the night where Yisachar was conceived, as it were, meaning Chamor Garim Yisachar, the Chamor that brought in Yaakov from the field and directed him to Leah instead of to Rachel is what caused Yisachar to be born. Yisachar Amrami Mishamas Ratchilav Veladet Zachar. We've had this several times. Yishmas Ratchilav Veladet Nekeva Shenemar. This we haven't seen the proof text. Although we know it, Yishak Tazriyav Yalda Zachar. Good. So if the woman is Mazriya first, which may mean orgasm, may mean something about putting the seed in first, then it's a boy. If the man first, then it's a girl. Tana Rabbanam, Shana Yomrim, they used to say that, Chacham didn't explain what it means, or where it came from. Achibar Bitzadok Persho, he got another proof, which was, Ela b'nei Leah, asher yalda Leah Akov v'danaram, the sons of Leah, ve'tina v'to, and dina his daughter. Which means Salah's Kharim and Kivot come up as Kharim. The sons are the sons of the mother, and the daughter is the daughter of the father. So Divrayamim, we hear about these fellows who are Marbim. They engage to have lots of sons and grandsons. Sons. Can a man control that? Ella, mitoch shemashinatzman beveten. In other words, they would delay their orgasm, Kadeshia Azriya Nashatan Khilas, so their women should be Mazriya first. So in other words, they did it deliberately, Shibnaim Scharim as a technical method of having boys. Malamakatuv Kiloemar Bimbanivanim. It's as if they are actually creating more boys and grandsons. That's Rav Katina said, Yacholi Lasot Kol Banai Scharim. I have the ability to make all my children sons if I want. Rav Lasot Kol Banai Scharim, if somebody wants to do that, Yivolvi Yishnei, should have Bia twice. Alright, so the idea is that the second time, His wife will already have been Mazriya from before. A woman only gets pregnant right near her veset, right before she was about to have her period. I was created in sin. So the way that, of course, the Christians interpret that verse very differently, but the way that we understand that verse, which is part of the Perek of Tehillim that David said after Chet Bat Sheva, I was created in sin, meaning close to the time of veset. The opposite. It's right after she goes to the mikvah. My mother sort of formed me, b'chet, meaning chet here, my mashallah, hai chet leishna dechuyehu. Chet here not meaning sin, but rather cleansing. In Nigei Batim, it says he'll clean out the house. The Targum is he'll purify the house. We have another pasuk in the same parak of Tehillim, tachat eini ve'ezo v'atar. Cleanse me, but you use the word chait, cleanse me with the hyssop, and I will be purified. Once a child, a boy is born, then ba shalom balam. Peace comes, shenemar, shilchu kar moshel eretz. Zachar is a kar. So a zachar is a kar, a leader that's going to lead in peace. He comes with his own sustenance. Zachar, zekar. Again, zekikar. Is that he created a large sustenance. Nekeva, on the other words, any maklum, she comes with nothing. Nekeva, nikiyaba, the drasha is, she comes with nothing. Adamra mezoni lo yahavili. No avila. Until she says, give me food, they don't give her. Dichtiv, nokvas chacha alai v'tena. Yaakov says to Lavan, basically identify a price and pay me for what my work is. But the drush is nekeva. Shalutam and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and this we end with some very famous statements of the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Remeir. Ne'mamra Torah, this is Merbeir Dorish Taimed Akra. Ne'mamra Torah, you let it be a korban. Why is he you let it have to bring a korban? So Amar Lahan Mishasha Korat Leled, because when she goes into childbirth, Kofetzav and Ishbach, Lizakakli Bala, she takes an oath that she'll never allow her husband to have relations with her. Fiachamra Torah to be korban, she has to bring a korban for that Shuat Sheker, which we know she's going to violate. Madrav Yosef, aha mezida, that's mezid. Charata tali milta, she has to really repent, and the korban won't help. If a korban shvur brought you to, then she should bring a korban shvur, not a special korban yoledet. But Rabbi Shimon Yochai was not there to respond. Why does Zachar have 7 days of Tumah and Nekevah 14? So Zachar Shakos Mechimbo, everybody's happy when a boy is born. Charet at the Shiva, only after only 7 days, she feels better about it, and she's mitcharet. People aren't happy when a daughter is born. Charet Abbasar, she has charet after 14. This is again Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Neimar Rato Amila L'Shmona, so why is Brit Mila on the 8th day? Shalui Kulam Smei, in other words, not earlier. Shalui Kulam Smeichim V'Avivim Mo Tzevim. Everybody's happy, and the parents are unhappy because they can't resume their intimacy. Tanya Rameo, Neimar Rato Nida L'Shiva. Why is Nida 7 days? Why is there Nida at all? And Shuragilba, because a man is accustomed to being with his wife, a katzba, he's not excited by her anymore. Ratora Tehit Tmeah Shivat Yamim, she should go through a cycle and have 7 days of Tum'ah, Krishtachaviva, Abala, Kshat, Kinsatala Chupa, so that every month it should be like a wedding night. Shulatan Avra Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Yanai, Neimai Ish Machazer Alisha, Ve'ini Shah Machazer Talish. Why do men look for wives and women don't look for husbands in the same way? Mashal Adam Shavad Lavida, it's like a man who lost something. Mima Chazer Almi. The guy who lost it looks for his aveda. In other words, a man lost a rib, he's looking for it. So why in Bia is the man on top looking down, the woman's looking up? Each one is looking from the place where they were created. Right? That the man is looking down at the earth from which he was created, and she's looking up at the rib. Why is it easier to mollify a man? He was created from earth, which is very soft and pliant and trampled on, and she looks up at the rib, which is hard. Why does a woman have a beautiful voice and not with a man? Because dirt doesn't sound like anything. A woman looks at a rib, right? And you have a beautiful voice, because a rib can be used as an instrument. You need musical sounds from it. Okay, run alachama pelet chaticha. That's the end of our parak. Of course, in these last rashot, there's much, much to discuss, but not in this particular form. And with this, we will bid you farewell for this parak and pick up with Benot Kutim, the 4th parak in our next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.